This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into this live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The show is about your calls. We go right into them. I mentioned last night we were going to talk about our friend and super activist Lauren Canario. She's been arrested yet again. We'll give you the latest on that story hopefully tonight. Of course, your calls are primary. So we go to them and start with Nate in Hawaii on the AMP line. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Sorry to hear about Lauren Canario. Yes. I want to get your advice on a subject. I homeschool. I have
Excellent.
Two kids, 9 and 13, a boy and a girl.
Fine choice.
Yes, I agree. And to be honest, I didn't start with the principled start. I just had really crappy public schools. So, but now that I've been listening to you for about 5 years, I'm definitely on the I don't want to steal from people side. And that's what I wanted to call about is that, you know, that's what I usually tell people is they say, well, you know, why would you homeschool? I say, well, I don't really want to participate in institutionalized theft. And that doesn't usually go over so well.
No, I imagine it doesn't.
Usually I get a response like, well, they're going to take the money anyway, and there's nothing you can do about it, so why would you not, you know, just take the money? And then you have to explain that. It's a very long economics discussion, and well, I wanted to see if you had a better...
It's not just an economics thing. I mean, the fact is your child can get a better education being homeschooled beyond all the issues with the government taking money and then you getting some of it back through the government school system. I'd rather let them keep the damn money and be able to raise my kid in the way that I think is appropriate instead of having him being indoctrinated by these state government bureaucrats.
You know, I think that the separation of church and state's a good thing, and I think the separation of school and state's a good thing. I don't see any reason why children should be indoctrinated to believe that everything that the government does is a good thing. I find it very disturbing. But I hesitate to use terms like, I don't believe in stealing for when it comes to, sending my kid to public school. If a person came along, a big hairy guy with a knife, took your wallet from you, and then he went out to the middle of the town and started passing out dollar bills, it wouldn't be wrong for you to go and get one of those dollar bills, or 10 of them, or as many of them as you could, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
So he just stole the money, and so the government steals. The people benefiting from the institutionalized theft, which you're referring from there, they aren't thieves. They're people benefiting from their welfare.
Recipients of stolen property.
Yeah, they're really not, though, and I don't think that I don't think that receiving stolen property necessarily should be a chargeable offense. If you don't
really
know, I
wasn't saying it should.
Yeah,
but I was just saying that's what that is.
It is receiving stolen property.
That's not the way I'd come at it either. Is what I usually say is, you know, if the more people that take the money, then the more demand there is, and it goes on from there.
Right. One of the reasons for public school is, what about the poor people? They wouldn't get an education. Well, bull hockey. The fact is, public schools are welfare for middle class and upper middle class people. Mm-hmm. That I'm forced to pay my property taxes to send kids to school that are driving there in Lexuses and brand new Chevys and Hondas. I drive a 94 Dodge Shadow. What about this poor person? You're taking all my money to send your damn middle-class brat to school.
Yep, absolutely. So you'd come at it from just the idea that, you know, you don't support the government indoctrination of your kids.
That, and, you know, I do make it clear that it's, you know, that the government steals in order to fund that institution.
If indeed the government education system is so great, then it should be funded on a consensual basis.
Right. If it was any good, people would fund it in just that manner. Like you've said before, it's the hallmark of a bad idea if you have to threaten to take somebody's house away in order to fund it.
Sure enough.
What a bad idea.
Anything else on your mind, Nate?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot.
For the call.
Thank you,
I appreciate it. Good luck with your conversation. 800-259-9231.
Yes.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. Actually, I have an email about homeschooling. Might get to that, but first we continue with your calls. Alex in New Jersey, someone who's actually in one of the government indoctrination camps. You're on Free Talk Live on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, before I start, I just want to let you know ahead of time that I don't want you to jump on me because I know you think 9/11 is a crackpot conspiracy. I don't want you to look at what I'm about to tell you as what I believe in, but rather the principles of the free market and how it applies to freedom, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know what. I'm sorry, before you go on, just a point of clarification. I don't think anything is necessarily crackpot about 9/11. I think that there are a lot of stories out there. I don't know which one is true, and it doesn't matter to me which one is true. Go ahead.
Okay. I was wearing a T-shirt from Infowars.com,
mm-hmm.
and it said 9/11 with an inside job on it, and that was on Thursday. And the school called me down, and they said, this shirt is not suitable for public school, and you got to take it off right now. Now, they had two administrators, and what they were trying to do was railroad me. They said, come on, time is of the essence. You got to go now. I need you to do this now. And the guy opened a drawer, and he had a bunch of shirts that I could put on. And I said to him up front, I said, look, I'm very sorry that I have to put you through this, but I'm afraid I cannot take off this shirt. And they were playing the good cop, bad cop thing where the one guy would be nice, the other mm-hmm. guy would be mean. The guy that was mean, we'll call him Scott, he started screaming at me saying, oh, this is a policy problem. I said, show me the form that I signed. And he said, I'll go down to guidance and get it right now. And I said, do it. And he was screaming at me, and remember, TDC. And so
right, although just for our listeners that don't know, you are asked to sign a consent form before you started this particular school year, and apparently you are every year. This time you wrote TDC next to your name, which you say stands for threat, duress, coercion. I would have recommended actually spelling out something like under duress or all rights reserved, but that was your choice. Either way, this should be kind of interesting to see where this goes. Go ahead.
Right. And I have it recorded on a personal voice recorder from the principal saying to me before school started that I would be taken by the threat of force involuntarily against my will to this alternative placement school. He said that, mm-hmm. which was why I wrote TDC. But anyway, going back to this, they were, you know, the one guy was just screaming at me, and I was being very, you know, when he didn't give me respect, I didn't show respect back to him. And I didn't call him, you know, any names. I was just very upfront with him. Whereas with the other guy, he was showing me a lot of respect, and he knows that, you know, he knows how I feel about the market. So he was a lot more empathetic about it. So I just completely refused. I kept refusing, and you know, I got screamed at, and that's all recorded too.
Oh, really?
I have everything recorded, everything documented. Wow. So.
Did they know you were recording?
What?
Did they know that you were recording it?
No. New Jersey is one party.
Oh, okay, good. You didn't have to tell them. Very good. Okay.
So, you know, I'm looking at the shirts, and, you know, there are some really nice polos in there and stuff. And he said, look, it won't kill you to put it on, you know, for the rest of the day and then give me back the shirt. And I was saying, yeah, but as a matter of principle, I don't want to do this. I explained to him how I'm here under threat, duress, coercion, and I was explaining to him, you know, why I feel this way. And he said, all right, I'm just going to write you up for insubordination. So at this time, Scott, the guy who was screaming at me, he left because he was just so angry. He was genuinely upset that he had to walk out of the room and just, like, walk around the building. He was that upset, whereas the other guy, we'll call him Papa. He went and he was very nice and respectful, and he's like, you know, he was being very bureaucratic with the paperwork. He says, all right, I have to do this, you know, and he was so adamant about how he had to do it according to the rules and the paper and how, you know, everything works with the paperwork and everything.
Yeah, they've got to fill out their paperwork.
I said, okay. Now the form, the write up form, it would have been 15 points and 2 central detentions, 2 hours each after school, and at the end of that I have to sign it, and if it got to the point where that happened, I wouldn't have signed it. So, and he was going to kick me out of school for the rest of the day too.
So what he did was we'll find out what happened here in moments. Hang on, Alex. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What happens at government schools when the government students stop cooperating? That's what Alex has been experimenting with here. And it's not like his shirt said anything nasty.
No, it wasn't any dirty words. It just said, you know, what do you believe? Political statement.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You take control.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Ernest Hemingway was a remarkable writer whose mantra was, above all, endure. While I love his work, I disagree with his viewpoint. Remarkable performers and people don't simply endure. They exercise persistence. They refuse to give in to despair, and they work hard at doing what is right. Persistence is a strategic word that suggests purposeful action. If you have somewhere to go and something to say, don't endure. Persist until you get the hearing. When you do, your performance will undoubtedly get the encore it deserves. In the words of Robert Half, persistence is what makes the impossible possible, the possible likely, and the likely definite. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. We've got a webcam, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, all totally free. Listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers, well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InnerKnobs.com, or use or you see their banner at FreeTalkLive.com. That's InnerKnobs.com.
As we go back to Alex in New Jersey, he's one of our younger listeners, still currently in government high school or the government indoctrination camp. And at the beginning of this year, when they asked you to sign, or demanded, I guess, that you signed their agreement, agreeing to their little rule book, their school rules, you wrote TDC next to your signature, and you say that means threat, duress, coercion. You were called into the office this week because you were wearing a T-shirt which had a political message on it. It was not profane. It was not about drugs or any of the typical things that you hear about government school teacher bureaucrats getting upset about. They just didn't like the political message that was on there, demanding you. They demanded that you take it off. You refused to do so. One of the bureaucrats got so upset he had to storm out of the building. Another one said he was going to write you up for insubordination, and you finished off your, or you left off your story a moment ago, telling us that apparently when the bureaucrat finishes writing up his little report or referral or whatever it was, there's a space for your signature on it. So what happened next?
Well, he wrote it up and he, you know, slid it across the desk to me, and I didn't sign it. So he called my mom, and he was very respectful, and I was very respectful back to him, and I wasn't, you know, about to give him a hard time because it is civil disobedience, and you know, I have to treat him like a human too. So
they're just doing their jobs,
right? And I understand that. I'm not trying to be an arrogant jerk. So I gave him, instead of having him go through the computer and all the, you know, look up the phone number, I just gave him my mom's cell. Mm-hmm. And he called my mom at work, and my mom started crying. And she started pleading with me to take it off.
Change your shirt.
And she said, if anything, do it for me. So after thinking about that, you know, I didn't really want to upset my parents that badly. You know, so, and especially at work, like if they were in a meeting or something, I don't want to, you know, make them have to leave their meeting because of what I'm doing,
right?
Because I think that's selfish. So I looked at the polos, and, you know, the papa said to me, life is all about compromise. And I said, okay, you want to compromise? I'm going to take this polo shirt, and instead of giving it back at the end of the day, you're going to let me keep it. How's that sound? And he was so desperate, he said yes. So I got a free... $30 polo T-shirt, and I didn't get written up, no 15 points, no central detention. He shredded it, and I was very happy about that.
I think that's interesting, and it's kind of similar to some other related experiences, not necessarily from government indoctrination centers, but other interactions with government bureaucrats, wherein, for instance, Sam down in Texas was asking a bunch of questions in their government court that they didn't want to hear. They didn't want to answer those questions, and eventually they just knocked down the fine that he had to pay in hopes that he would actually pay it. So it's sort of the same kind of deal. You actually, by standing your ground, you got them to give their ground a little bit, and as you say, you ended up getting a T-shirt out of the entire deal. Very interesting.
So, yeah, and so, you know, one of the periods, like period 9 before I left school, I got another pass. And the pass this time was for the main office, not the student affairs office. So I went to the main office, and it was the principal of the school. He asked me to sit into his office. Now, what's interesting about the principal's office is that he's got a couch and a nice fancy light and mm-hmm. a big oak desk and all that other stuff, whereas the student affairs office is all, like, run down, and it's kind of humorous to me.
You might as well enjoy that office while you're in there, because you're going to be paying for it all for the rest of your life. You know, these the unions that run these schools, the wages aren't going down. They're not they're not getting more competitive. These people want more and more of your money, and you'll be paying for the rest of your life. So enjoy that office.
So what was he calling you in for?
Well, he started screaming at me, and I have this recorded too.
Really?
He started screaming at me, saying that as the principal of this building, he will ensure the safety of the students. I'm putting you on notice. Blah, 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 that big thing. He said, you're a smart kid, but I will not have this arrogant disobedience and stuff like that. You will cooperate. You will show respect. You will do this. When that administrator says that he wants you to do something, you will do it. Do you understand me? And stuff like that. And I asked, am I dangerous? Do you think I'm dangerous? And he said, no. It was really
it was really more him screaming at me and me just sitting there. And I had my agenda book, and the agenda book is where you write your pass and everything. And I had my, you know, my favorite pen. I write a pass back to class, and he took my pen and he signed it. And I said, "Can I have my pen back?" And he goes, "What pen?" So, you know, he's like, oh, sorry, this is your pen. Gives the pen back to me. So tried to take my pen, too. Wasn't too happy about that, wow. But whatever.
Good luck with your continued travels, Alex. Appreciate the call tonight, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, it's kind of an interesting place to be experimenting with the disobeying of so-called authority figures, because what's the worst that could happen? I guess they could take him to, you know, extract him from that particular government school and put him in another government school. And I suppose if they really got fed up with him, maybe they could put him in some sort of juvenile detention center. I guess that's about the worst that could happen.
Oh,
right?
I can't imagine it going that far.
It would really have to go pretty far to get to that point. So very interesting.
I don't really see the point. I mean, those bureaucrats are there to waste your time.
Yeah.
And interacting with them only wastes more of it.
Well, you're there anyway. I mean, they're forcing you to be there X amount of hours out of the day. You might as well have a little bit of fun, play around inside the system to some extent. Maybe it's good. I think it'd probably be a good thing to help you in your interactive skills when it comes to bureaucrats, remembering to perhaps ask questions as opposed to answering questions, that sort of thing. Like, basically treat them like you would treat them, basically treat them as though they were police. Asking questions instead of answering them, that sort of thing. And it could give you some good experience at that. I mean, the fact is, the more practice you have at treating these people that way, then the better off you're going to be when you become an adult.
I don't know if you get a lot of converts. I mean, you know, the bureaucrats themselves can be converted to you know, thinking about voluntary interactions instead of jamming their rules down people's throats all the time. And,
well, they're the ones that were trying to jam their rules down his throat.
Understood.
He was the one wearing a non-offensive or non-explicit T-shirt, and they're the ones that had a problem with it. So he was just defending himself and his freedom. I'm all for it. Let's continue with your calls.
Just
let's talk to you.
A waste of time dealing with them.
Jay in Massachusetts.
Is that
Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
What's on your mind tonight, Jay?
Well, I was at the Mascan rally, and some people encouraged me to call in. I had a little problem with a police officer. He was really mean to us for no apparent reason.
Well, the reason is you're at the cannabis festival, and police officers don't like that very much. So if you've got a story to tell, we'll come back with you and your calls as well about anything at 800-259-9231, plus... I know, Mark, you had a story. Did you get the FEMA story? Did you manage to dig that up? Okay. FEMA and what they've been doing, or rather not allowing, in one of their recent disaster efforts. We'll share that with you. And again, take your calls about anything. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment. including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we'll get you on the air to talk about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. In fact, we've got a gentleman on the line here on the AMP line who is calling in from an event where I know a number of Free Staters were attending today. It was down in Boston, the annual Mascan Festival. Hello, you are on the air. Jay,
hello.
In
hello?
Massachusetts, you're on the air. You were telling us that you had an encounter with a police officer today at the Mascan Festival.
Yeah, I did. He was been very unpleasant all day long. In fact, his partner numerously came out to apologize for his actions. He was confiscating legal things from people and just being generally unpleasant with us. He came by about 6 o'clock and then told us to shut down vending. I said, "Well, sir, my permit says till 7. He got very defensive. He said, "Let me see the permit." I offered to show it to him. He physically tried to take it. We said, "No, I'm not going to give it to you. If you'd like to look, I'm more than happy to show it to you." And at which point he said, "Are you telling me no? Are you telling me no?" And I said, "Yes, I'm not giving it to you. You can look at it if you want. It says right here, till 7 o'clock. And at which point he kind of puffed up and he stuck his face right in somebody I was working with's face.
He
physically tried to intimidate them. He was, no inches from their nose, just shouting at them, a spit flying. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Yep, it sounds.
He told us we were no longer welcome on the Boston Commons.
Public property, right?
Yeah. He said we were never welcome to come back. He started making threats and.
Well, the interesting thing is he can say whatever he wants to say. The cop can say and do pretty much whatever it is he wants to do, and there's little that can be done about it. I understand that you'd actually called into the Porcupine 411, which is a brilliant little system that we have up here where activists can actually dial a phone number and broadcast live, broadcast a message out to hundreds of people's email boxes. So if you're being harassed by a cop, just quick dial that number, and then whatever it is that cop's yelling about or whatever the situation or the scene is essentially recorded, and there's nothing the cops can do. They can't grab your recording device because it's the internet, essentially, that is recording.
They also have cameras that will upload directly to the internet, which I think is really great. Instead of them being able to go into your video camera and erase the evidence against them, some of them act like real jerks in these encounters. That's why they're getting recorded. The ones that don't act like jerks, you don't get all those recordings because, I don't know, who wants to see a boring, normal interaction?
Jay, appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the number. And what's interesting about that situation is that the cop can be as much of a jerk as he wants to, and after the fact, all you really have in your repertoire of things that you can do about it is A, post the video to YouTube or post the audio clips to YouTube, get the audio out there to embarrass the guy. But there's nothing that can really happen as far as his job is concerned. Yeah, you could go and file a complaint with the police department, and they'll tell you they're going to investigate the complaint. But really, it's not like the cop murdered somebody, which we've seen cases where cops get away with murder. So the cop just yelling and being burly,
get medals for murder.
Getting in your face and being rude, they're not going to get in trouble for that. And there's nothing really you can do in the future to prevent it from happening because you can't withhold your money from the police department. Otherwise, they're going to send somebody after you and they're going to steal your house from you. So you just have to kind of take it and just play it out across the internet. That's really the best you can do. Really, our best friend here.
It is a coercive form of government, and one would think that maybe we could have security provided to us because that's what they provide, and many of them throw themselves in front of bullets for you. Good, fine folks, but others, little Hitlers. And you'd think that we would be able to come up with a system that wasn't as coercive, that would be much more voluntary, interactive, and higher in the customer service angle. You know what I mean?
Well, I have come up with that. I mean, that system has been come up with. It's the free marketplace where everybody does business on a consensual basis, and products and services are purchased as people desire them, and again, in a voluntary, consensual manner. But they don't want that. Because that would mean the end to the gravy train of federal funding, for instance, Homeland Security money. It would mean an end to arbitrary power over people's lives, being able to make capricious, arbitrary decisions that affect people.
What bureaucrat in any bureaucracy would want to have to go into the free market and actually provide goods and services to people? Voluntarily, that they
real
want
value.
It.
They have to provide value for the first time.
Because, the reason that people are shocked sometimes talking about, government employees' salaries is because they know that it's too much. We're just talking to somebody last night. What is it that the toll takers get?
$70,000
a year in Massachusetts? Come on.
Alleged.
Come on!
It's crazy.
It sounds right to me.
Let's continue with your calls about anything. It's Rick. Rick in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Hello, Rick.
Yes. How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I've never heard your show before. I travel a lot, and I picked it up on the radio. And I'll tell you a little bit about me, so you understand where I'm coming from. I'm 51 years old. I've done. I don't want to say I'm a radical, but I'm a free thinker.
Okay.
And I believe there are good people or bad people. There are good cops or bad cops. There are good teachers, bad teachers.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I heard the kid about wearing his 9/11 T-shirt, and it kind of reminded me of people like the Dixie Chicks and Barbara Streisand. That he's got a right to his opinion, but I mean, there's a forum for everything. There are when the revolution comes, and it probably will, and it might be in my lifetime. Things are a little bit out of control. I will certainly fight for the side of freedom.
That's good.
Without a doubt. But this kid, I just don't understand what he's proud of. He disrespected his parents. He made his parents, he hurt their feelings. What if my wife's cousin got killed in 9/11. I never met the dude. I don't have attachment to him or anything. See, I don't know if she ever met him, but it was her cousin. But what if somebody, you know, what if one of those teachers' husbands or wives got killed there, or their father or mother? Why? I'm sure they don't give a shit.
Well, sorry about that.
You know, I'd like to address that. The child, Alex, the young man, was wearing a 9/11 was an inside job T-shirt. That doesn't in any way diminish, and I don't believe that. I am not of the opinion that 9/11 was an inside job. I'm with the terrorist story, at least partially.
I'm of the opinion of I don't know.
Yeah, I'm certainly none of us knows, but. Well, the one makes more sense to me. Anyhow, that doesn't diminish those to the people that died. I mean, if the government killed them, if terrorists killed them, if whoever, yeah. The Bilderbergers, if the Trilateral Commission, if aliens killed them, it doesn't matter. They were killed. They were murdered.
He was suggesting that it was wrong for him to be so insensitive towards those who might have been offended by his
T-shirt. You can't not offend people. Look, I could walk down the street.
You could wear just a plain blue T-shirt or
something. I could walk down the street and offend somebody because I'm white. You know?
Maybe.
I mean, the fact is, I'm telling you, I was in prison for 9 years, Ian. I'm telling you, the fact that I was white was very offensive to some of those people.
They can't pick on him for that. They can't go after him for that.
I understand they can't. Yeah. But the guy, he's just saying that that these people somehow had the right to not be offended.
And they don't.
You know, your parents have the right not to be hurt by the fact that the bureaucrats don't like your T-shirt. Sorry, Mom. Buck up. You can handle it.
If you're on private property, then the private property owner can set whatever rules he or she wants as far as what he wants to allow.
You can
they can
require whatever T-shirts or no clothing at all on their property. It's their property.
But on public property, you do not have a right to not be offended.
This is the problem, flat out, with having government schools. The government isn't supposed to be able to limit free speech, but it can in its schools because it is involved in an area that it never should have been, an unconstitutional area.
No doubt. Out about that. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Richard's waiting in California. We'll talk to him and your calls as well. Ladies, you come first if you dial in at 1-800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the program. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and you can do it with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. You'll find all the details there, and you'll find out what we're doing with the money. We're reinvesting it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, around the world, and bringing new internet listeners on board as well. Get all the details. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month and get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details await you at amp.freetalklive.com. Well, we did have Richard. We don't now. Of course, your calls are the primary mode of the show. In the meantime, we cover a few other things that are interesting, like, well, and kind of sad in this case. Our friend Lauren Canario has been arrested again. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that we're here in New Hampshire doing the program. We used to live in Florida. We moved up to New Hampshire a couple years ago now as part of the Free State Project. And we did mention the Free State Project earlier this hour. It's a movement that is generating 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. Now, the project itself is it's getting close to halfway complete as far as the numbers of people who have signed up to move. Only a few hundred people have actually moved at this point.
No, they're not supposed to be moving until they get to 20,000.
Well, they can actually move sooner.
They can, but I mean, that's not a requirement.
We would like to encourage them to move sooner if they can. And Lauren Canario was one of the earlier movers to New Hampshire. She's one of the super activists here in the state. Not one of the political people, but somebody who works outside the system, a market-based, non-cooperative activist. She has been put in a federal prison cell yet again. So what was the reason this time? Well, according to the New Hampshire Free Press's Kat Canning, who may also be wanted and may be put in a federal prison cell sooner rather than later, because both ladies were arrested at the same time. We'll let Kat tell the story here from the, again, NewHampshireFreePress.com. Lauren Canario is behind bars again. Why is this quiet woman considered such a danger to society that she needs to be locked up? She was standing in an IRS office wearing a mask from the movie V for Vendetta and refused to leave when asked. This arrest was part of a series of protests of the IRS. In July of 2006, Russell Canning, the other publisher of the New Hampshire Free Press, was arrested in the Keene IRS office for handing out a flyer which read, "Hitler had a revenue department too," and which suggested that IRS employees quit their jobs.
Then, in September of 2006, another Free State activist, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, held a silent demonstration in the Nashua IRS office. He held a sign and passed out flyers questioning the morality of working for an institution which funds waste and torture. Later, Dave Ridley was ticketed for distribution of handbills. Now, the federal government, do you think that when the founding fathers set that thing up a couple hundred years ago, do you think they thought that the federal government would have a crime on its list of crimes called distribution of handbills?
You mean when they wrote the First Amendment that said the right to free speech shall not be, the Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, promoting the exercise of, free exercise thereof, or abridging freedom of speech or the press, or the right
except
of people.
Except handbills, right? That's in there.
Well, it doesn't mention handbills, no.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It does say that the people can peaceably assemble, that's right there. So I was always wondered about that right. I mean, it's a right as long as you ask permission from the government. You got to get a permit, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a right if you get a permit.
No. When you have a right, you don't ask permission. But anyway, apparently they didn't like that Dave Ridley went into their office and handed them a piece of paper, so they charged him with this so-called distribution of handbills charge and fined him $125. When Dave refused to pay the fine, he was given 4 days jail time back in July of 2007. So, to protest his incarceration, Kat Canning, the lady that's writing the article here, went to the IRS office on July 19th of 2007 with a sign that read, "Taxes pay for torture." Lauren, who's again arrested this week, accompanied me into the IRS office wearing her V mask. We were both arrested and released that day. Neither of us showed up in court for the tickets we received that day, nor did we pay the fines, which were also $125 fines. Because what did they do? They went to the IRS office. Kat sat down in a chair holding her sign, and Lauren was standing there in her V-mask. That's all that was going on. And I know, because I was there.
You know, I can kind of see both sides of this. If you're trying to run an office, and people come into your office, and they're holding signs and wearing masks and protesting the existence of your office, that's kind of irritating and everything. But, you know, when it comes to the government, the government's is limited in limiting people from protesting. The government is. And if the IRS is a government institution, and
it
some
is.
People claim that it's not, but if the IRS is a government institution, they shouldn't be able to limit you inside the government offices protesting. You have the right to speech in government property.
And it wasn't
not on my property, but on government property you do.
Right. And it wasn't as though they were getting in the way of anyone. I'm sure if someone were to have wanted to come into the office to do a little bit of business with the IRS, neither Kat nor Lauren would have gotten in their way. They're not trying to hassle the people, the victims, the poor victims that are coming into the IRS office. They were just there to hold a sign. And the government didn't like that very much. So now, why did they arrest Canario this week? Why was Lauren arrested? I think it was actually yesterday, before the show. So they were both arrested. They didn't pay the fines. Canario was apparently lured into the federal courthouse when they agreed to return the video camera that they had stolen from her back in September of 2007. Lauren had been attempting to go to a party given by tax truthers Ed and Elaine Brown when she was arrested for refusing to turn back at the government barricade. The feds stole her camera at that time and refused many times to return her property. Then a few days ago, Federal Marshal Gary DiMartino agreed to return the camera. When Lauren showed up to get her property, this is a year later, she'd been trying periodically to go into Concord, into this federal building, to get her camera back that they'd stolen from her. And every single time they told her she could come out, when she came out, every time they told her, "Oh, sorry, the person you need to talk to, he or she is not here." And so she wastes however many hours it takes to drive, you know, an hour and a half to drive from her house to Concord and then another hour and a half back just to play with these federal bureaucrats. They're playing with her, essentially. They're messing with her head, not allowing her to get her property.
Nasty.
Yeah. So she shows up, and when she showed up to get her camera, she was arrested and charged with failure to appear and failure to obey. So she's been arrested for things that she now didn't do. The camera was returned to Lauren's husband. So they did get the camera back, but they stole Lauren. Jim Johnson, her husband, was given the camera after her arrest, and Johnson said that exchanging his wife for the camera was a poor trade. According to others who've been imprisoned there, the federal courthouse holding cells in Concord are among the coldest. Holding this slight woman in a 50-degree cell could easily be construed as torture.
You don't even have to go to Guantanamo to find torture by the U.S. government these days. Lauren refused to walk into her arraignment. Instead, she was wheeled into the courtroom in a wheelchair. She refused to speak to the judge. He ordered her imprisoned until they have a trial for looks on Wednesday, September 24th at 1:30 p.m. at the federal courthouse in Concord. And I am going to be going to that. I don't know if there's much that we can do besides watch the travesty occur, but at least we'll be there in the courtroom to
you
show
hope.
What
I mean,
sort of
they very often will try to trick you as far as when the timing of these things are. It's difficult. You have to go in as soon as they open and stay there all day.
Could change it after.
And sometimes
later.
They'll change the courtrooms.
Right. Yeah. They don't like it when these activists, these free
state
activists.
They don't want
activists.
Your family and friends to see your trial.
Right.
They don't want that.
They actually sneaked us out. There was one time where they snuck Lauren in under our noses when she was under arrest down in New London, Connecticut, for protesting the just outrageous eminent domain situation down there a couple of years ago. When we went down to New London in order to be at her her hearing or trial or whatever it was, they didn't bring her out when we were there in the morning. We went out to get some lunch while the court was supposedly on break, and then they snuck her in at a time at which we were not aware that she was supposed to be brought in. So even though there were a dozen activists there waiting to see her, no one was actually able to see her because they were doing everything they could to be sneaky about it.
It's nice.
Yeah. So the trial's public as long as you can figure out when and where it is they're actually holding the trial if they don't change the location and the venue and the time at the very last moment. Of course, they have no obligation to inform you. It's up to you to try to get in touch with as many.
You're the lowly citizen.
Right.
You just got to pay for this crap.
You have to jump through as many bureaucratic hoops as they decide to put up for you in order to just get a little bit of information so you can utilize that. And so we'll let you know what happens with our friend Lauren here. And if you think that it's a good thing for the federal government to be charging people with distribution of handbills, federal crimes, $125 fines, if you think it's okay that what's happening to these ladies that have never harmed another person, there is no victim here. Though if you think there is, I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Can you defend the state's actions in this case? Hour 2 is coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lead.